When I was at Rotor, I was in I was in the under 18s football team.
Oh right.
There is me. And
wow.
That is the second year.
What year is that? Under 18, so that would be mid 50s.
No, it was 1954 to 55. Although it was under 18s, but most of us were obviously under 17s, and obviously the next year, we were then under 18s. The first year, when we played all the ones who were basically a year older than us, like Baker Street and things, they beat us 13-0 or 15-1 and things like that. And the next year, when all those lads had moved on, those teams, we would manage then to beat 5-1 or...
Oh, excellent.
...string like that. And I know Winchcombe, we... Yeah, that was when I got picked for the Cheltenham Youth League team there.
Excellent.
Right.
And we went on and won it. But they were such a good team that for... I don't know how many. It was only until the semi-final and the final that I really had anything to do. I was a spectator in all the others as such. But the final in that, we were 1-0 up. Yeah, we were 1-0 up at half-time. And I think we went on to win it, yeah.
Excellent. So you took advantage, well, of the sports and social side of and Rotel in its day. When did they build a Rotel clubhouse?
They built it when... Deputy took over Rotel.
Oh, right.
And because, as you know, that Rotel is made of George. R.O. of Rolls Royce.
Toll of Bristol.
Toll of Bristol. So when Deputy took it over, they then gave the sports club the money to buy.
That was like
to build.
61, was it? Or
it was
something
a
like?
Gift. It was a gift, wasn't
well,
it?
Well, it was 60, in 1962.
62.
That they took it over because it was 61. Because in 1960, Sir George Deputy came and gave the sort of like books in that you got for passing your... Mm. Well, I think that was the ONC I passed.
The
that
prize giving.
I got. Yeah, he came along to the prize giving. And but that was because, obviously, it was probably near enough signed and sealed that he was going to take over Rotor, no doubt. And,
yeah.
But it hadn't been announced.